Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The Roger Fox Big Band has been around for about three decades now. They've won two Jazz Awards and are now nominated for their third for their latest album, No Exit. I spoke to Roger Fox at one of his regular weekly rehearsals.
You were just telling me you've been going for about 30, almost 35 years now.
That's right. Well, the Roger Fox Big Band, this year's 34th year, so by the time the Jazz Awards are announced in March of next year, we'll be into our 35th year, which must be sort of a reasonable milestone, and for a jazz band, especially a big band.
There can't be too many bands that have been around that sort of length of time, can't they? They're still going.
Yeah, well, probably at the level we've played at, there's none. I mean, there's a lot of community bands around. You know, there's a really good one in the Manawatu, there's a great one in Hamilton, there's a good one in Napier. So a lot of the sort of regional jazz societies run a big band as part of what they do. But they tend to stay to their own regions, where we've tended to, with the recordings and the touring we've done with international artists, we sort of work right through New Zealand, so...
I mean, is the Roger Fox Band a little bit like that story about grandfather's axe, granddad's axe, and it's had five different heads and three different...
I've been here right through, actually, but the band was started in Wellington, so, I mean, it was really grown, it was born out of a lot of the young players, because I was 21 when I started the band, and a lot of us were playing in the sort of rock bands in town. I was on Quincy Concert and with a couple of the other guys who came onto the band, and we couldn't sort of get into the local scene, really, in Wellington. It was a pretty close shop by the older musicians, and so all the things like radio programs and the big bands were all older players. So I sort of thought, well, bugger it, I'll form my own. And I sort of kept one week ahead of the rehearsals with everybody else, and that's sort of how it started. And it sort of grew from there.
So a cheeky young upstart at 21, you say?
That's right, yeah.
Why
not?
Well, we certainly proved any doubters wrong some 34 years on. Now this is... You've just been nominated for the third Jazz Award, for your third Jazz Award, is that right?
Well, I've been nominated, I think, five or six times. We've won it three times.
Yeah.
I think we've had about six or seven nominations over the years. I mean, we've got in, and it's a bit of a lottery, the jazz one, because, I mean, the genre is so wide, so even with the ones, with Furumaku Black, with a big band, and Norma Meehan's quintet. I mean, the musical styles over that genre of jazz, I mean, that's just so wide. So really, trying to pick a winner out of those three is pretty tough going.
Although I did see on the entry form for the Jazz Awards, it did say if the judges don't pick your latest release, No Exit, then they need to have their hearing checked.
Oh, that's right. That was the review out of the United States, actually. So that was off on a really big jazz website called All That Jazz, which is a huge sort of you can buy the material, but the they do a lot of reviews, and the guy on there has reviewed probably five or six of my recordings. He's a bit of a fan, but yeah, I thought, right, okay. it's better he said it than I said it, it's cool.
I've managed bands in the past, and I know that getting four musicians anywhere at the same time approximately for anything is hard. You've got to do it with 18 members. I mean, even we're at a rehearsal today at Avondale College. How often do all of them turn up?
Well, we rehearse every Monday night. I mean, I think the success and the secret of the band's success is that it was sort of run... Well, similar to a brass band or the local theatrical show or what, that type of thing, where, people wanted to be on the band or be in the, be in the program, play the music. So, that was the prime thing. So, when people are giving their time to do something that they love, they tend to turn up. So, and to keep the level of the band musically up, I've always rehearsed on a weekly basis, pretty much every Monday during the year up till sort of now, and then I take mid-December through to January off and start back the first Monday in February and we're off again. And people just get used to coming to the rehearsal. And then we've got several depths floating around too, so if any of the guys can't make it, the depths are run and they come in and do the rehearsal, because, a lot of the guys on the band do other musical activities. A lot of the younger guys play in all the bands like, $1 Million and D-Dub and all those. So they're
all the cool hip bands around town.
Which is actually good for the big band, because a lot of people see them, those players in a big band, and people think big band music's old, So, whereas, we're playing a lot of sort of more commercial material, sort of modern material, sort of funky material as well as some of the older sort of more swing classic things. I mean, and that sort of kept it alive, and it's also a band which a lot of the younger players who are studying at university want to get on, because we do so much work. You know, we get to work with some of the great jazz artists, both here in New Zealand from overseas, and we usually do at least a couple of tours a year through New Zealand with those artists. So, I mean, that's a great learning curve for people.
Does Roger Fox have a Sergeant Major quality about him, though? I mean, do you have, you know, is there times you just go, look, guys?
Well, yeah, I try.
Should I ask